What's up, patrons? This is Around the Nerd Table, the Patreon-exclusive podcast. My name's Nerdy.
And I'm Clarus.
We get nerdy nightly.
And we thought we'd share it with you.
That is right. Welcome back to the end of a very exciting week for us. We had a lot of fun stuff. Mostly the Dune trailer arrived, and I'm so excited for Dune. Nothing else happened, right? Nothing of consequence.
Nothing else happened at all.
Except for you are now the star of a film.
I got to be the lead in a short film this week, and I think you guys are really going to love it.
Yeah, I don't know when you're going to see it, because the thing about this is that it's not like our content, where we can kind of just do what we want. This is like, there are a lot of festivals that this film will be in have rules about where it can be shown and how many, you know, how public it can be before it premieres their festival.
Yeah.
So this is kind of something that's going to be kept a little bit under wraps. But believe me, when we can go public with this thing, it's going to be everywhere.
Yeah, 100%. I'm hoping like sometime probably near the end of the fall, because a bunch of the festivals are in September and October. So hopefully shortly after that we can share this with you guys, because I don't want to talk about it too much, because I don't want to like give anything away. The director and writer Ali is someone that I went to school with, and she wants to keep the entire premise kind of on the hush, but I do play like a wannabe Instagram influencer. There was some cool like makeup stuff that we did, and there's gonna be some effects apparently. She's got some really talented people working on this thing, and I cannot wait to share it with you guys.
And I got to be in it too, which is
you
fun.
Did.
I have a small part, a non-speaking part, as we say in the industry.
Yeah.
And I got to wear an eye contact lens for the first time.
Yeah.
That was something.
Trying to put that in. It's so funny. People who like don't wear contacts, they're like, yeah, contacts. Let me just like pop that in.
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder than that.
It didn't hurt though. Like, I really expected it to be a painful experience, and it wasn't.
It was just
annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really annoying.
Yeah, learning how to put in contacts, if you've ever done it, you know, is a process.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, had a great time. That's why I wasn't on Twitch as much this week. You know, we were busy all day Thursday, Friday, and then Friday night we went and saw Snake Eyes, which was horrible. You can go watch the YouTube videos on it if you want.
Yeah, really disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
I know, it sucks is that, like, we're not, like, I think I wouldn't mind reviewing things as much if I was getting screeners. But because we're paying to see movies that I'm like, I went into Snake Eyes being like, we're kind of wasting our money on this one.
Yeah, I'm mad that we spent money on it. Because normally when movies are bad, you can be like, well, at least it looked good and I saw it on the big screen. But that was not the case with Snake Eyes. Like, if you've watched our reviews, you know, like, the action wasn't good. And if you want to hear us talk about that movie, you can go to YouTube. But theaters are open and that feels great. Really, really loving that. We're going to be doing One Couple, One Controller on Sunday.
Yeah,
which I'm very excited for.
One Couple, One Controller. Playing some Cuphead.
Yeah, we have to...
Not on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're
doing that Sundays now.
Yep, yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
When this is live. So today.
Yeah.
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 I don't know if we're going to post this tonight.
No.
So when you say on Sunday, you mean today.
Yes.
Not next Sunday, because next Sunday we'll be on a flight.
Yes. Yeah. We leave like mid-afternoon, I think.
Do we? I thought we left in the morning.
No, actually.
We should check the time on that flight.
No, I have it put in the calendars because I've been...
You're on top of things.
You know, trying to...
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, we are actually going to be out of town from the 1st to the 8th, which is a little bit spicy in terms of content creation, because... My most anticipated movie of the year comes out while we're in Calgary.
Yep.
And we're going to want to put out content on that. So I'm really hopeful that Thursday night, my parents will be okay with us sneaking away to go see, or joining us to see the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And us holing up in some room in the house.
We'll make a video.
Because I'm going to want to talk about it. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is a big deal.
This is a big one. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so never fear. We will not be completely absent for a week.
No, we'll put up some stuff.
We'll put up some stuff. I'll probably stream on TikTok once or twice.
Oh, we should do some TikTok.
Yeah, we'll do some TikTok live
streams. Should we play tic-tac-toe on TikTok?
Why?
Because we'll stream tic-tac-toe.
TikTok-toe.
No. We'll have a TikTok-toe stream on the Nerdy Nightly.
No, I hate that.
Why? That'd be
Why
fun.
Why would we play tic-tac-toe?
Because it's a game that we can stream, and it's TikTok. Toe
so
on
that
TikTok.
We're still playing games? Is that why?
So that we're video game streamers, but it's TikTok Toe.
All right, that's a choice.
This is, if anyone's ever wondering what our creative process is, this is it. I come up with an idea, and then Clarice goes, it's not a good idea, and then like, but we're going to do it anyway, and she's like, fine.
Hey, it's better than me. I'm the one that's like, I have no ideas.
Yeah, and then you come up with great ideas. Like, almost immediately afterwards.
No, I get a good one in every once in a while.
Yeah, but they're actually good ideas. Where I just have a lot of ideas. And if they're good, it's not on purpose. It's, like, accidentally good.
Accidentally
I
good.
Luck into a good idea every once in a while.
Sure.
Just by sheer force of not being able to keep my thoughts inside my brain.
Right.
So by just sheer force of saying everything I think out loud, some of what I say is decent.
Right, of course. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Other people have a filter, a thing that I've been told I lack.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah. What a beautiful wedding, said the bridesmaid to a waiter. And I chimed in with, haven't you people ever heard of closing the goddamn door?
You skipped a section.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to get to the relevant bits and get through this bit faster.
Gotcha.
I didn't want
to,
like,
drag
this on. So you
have committed to the joke.
I think I full committed to the joke. I just, like, shortened the lyric.
Right.
So that you all didn't have to full commit to listening to the joke.
Well, that's nice.
It was more about you than me. I'll just say the words.
Very considerate. Yeah. Very considerate. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. What else did we do this week? A lot of it was prep for the short film. Like, you didn't stream on Wednesday because you had to spend some time with that script. It was, you know, 7 pages of dialogue. You're the only one who talks in that whole movie.
Yep, it's pretty much just me. And then David, you know, made a little cameo, small part in the scene. And
we got to eat so many things.
It was,
oh, my
was
God.
Awesome.
Y'all, we had Korean hot dogs for the first time. Mm-hmm. I could do a whole podcast about Korean hot dogs.
Yeah, those were something else.
So much mozzarella cheese. Yeah. My poop this morning was, because we ate a whole giant freak shake, which is this like mess of a milkshake that had like a full donut on it, a full cookie, an Oreo cookie. It was a mess.
Yeah, it was wild.
I ate most of that. And then I had a Korean hot dog, which was a half of a hot dog and a just
wad of cheese.
Wad of mozzarella cheese coated in potato.
Yeah.
Then deep fried. And it was amazing.
Yep, it's pretty incredible. If you haven't had it, like, hey, on a cheat day, go grab one, because they're something else.
Needless to say, I committed pretty hard at the gym today.
Yeah,
I was like, I gotta go to the gym today.
Yeah,
I was so sore, and like, I didn't want to go, but I was like, you nerdy, you ate that Korean hot dog.
Yeah, we're back at the gym, which feels nice, I have to say. You know, I'm sore today, but like, in a good way.
I'm not at a good way yet. I'm still at like, ooh, I took too much time off.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have an easier time working out in the apartment. So I haven't been fully off the horse.
When you also like, you don't lift weights the same way that I do.
No,
more like I was like, I'm jumping right back into heavy weightlifting. And I was like, that was a mistake. Well, I need to lift lighter at first.
Well, and I never go to try and like lift the heaviest weight I possibly can. I go with the mindset of like, you know, kind of like touching on all the points of my body, you know, like I'll do like dumbbell squats and then I'll grab the like fives and do some like arm stuff. And then I'll, you know, grab the 25s and do like lunges and things. And
whereas I'm like,
you like rack on weight and then, you know, you take a break. Because your muscles need a moment to, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we work out differently.
But we're also going after different goals. Like, I want muscle mass. Like, I want big shoulders. I want big arms.
Yeah, the thing for me, though, is, like, I think that my goals right now are actually more in line with muscle mass. And I think that... I think I need to start changing my, like, gym mindset. Because I don't really go with a plan. I kind of just do whatever.
Oh no, I have like very specific days. Like I'm like, I know what muscle groups I know, like, what the exercises for those muscle groups are.
Yeah.
And then I, all like, today I was like, okay, like, I know I wanted to hit my shoulders because I didn't do my shoulders last week.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the first 3 days of this new workout routine. And then I was like, I want to do back and I want to do triceps.
Yeah.
And so I found, like, my, you know, like, shoulder press.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found my, like, row.
Mm-hmm.
And then I alternated those two.
Yeah.
For three sets. And then I found two more exercises that hit the two of those muscles. Mm-hmm. Alternated those for six, you know, three sets of each.
Yeah.
And so that's how I, like, I'm making sure that I'm, like, I have a plan. In the middle of it, I jumped into some abs so that I was giving my, you know, like, I had, I like to have a structured workout so that I know the beginning, middle, and end of it.
Yeah. I'm remembering that, like, I get very, like, overwhelmed and intimidated by the gym. Because I'm so used to, especially now, doing things at home, I'm like, okay, I can do those things, but I can do that at home. Let's try to do the gym stuff. And so I, you know, go over to the weights and I just kind of do the same things that I already do with the weights, but I kind of just I don't have like a structure to it because I can do everything. And that makes my brain forget all the things that I can do, and I just go back to what I know. And so, you know, I'm going to have to start, like, coming up with a plan because I do want to bulk up a little bit. I want to put on some muscle mass. I want to look strong. And so it's been nice breaking back into it, you know, having a place to do cardio. That's all great. But I am going to have to do some research and change my mindset going, because I get in there and I get overwhelmed and I'm like, okay, what do I do?
Yeah, I get that. Well, you also do, like, really, you follow, like, very structured workouts at home. Like, you'll put on a video where someone has structured a workout for you.
Yeah.
And that's tougher to do at the gym because you're not going to, like, and I've done it. I've fully been the guy at the gym with an iPad. I like to take the iPad on the treadmill or on the elliptical and, like, watch a television show while I'm on the treadmill.
Yeah, I was watching YouTube videos. I was watching some Lord of the Rings stuff. It was fun.
Yeah, I think I'm going to start bringing my iPad because I really like to have my iPad going during cardio.
Yeah.
And just, well, like, have my Bluetooth headphones and, like, you know, watch a 40-minute television show because then I stay on the elliptical for those 40 minutes.
Yes. And that's the thing. I like doing videos and stuff as well because I get too distracted too easily when I do not have firm structure. Like, I will just get distracted and, like, float over to a new thing. Whereas when I have a video that I'm following along, someone else is keeping time for me and structuring the exercises. And I can hyper-focus on it. But when it's just me, like, kind of doing a thing, my brain wanders, but when I have the video and the audio to focus on, it makes it easier. Like on Friday, I pulled a video from this channel. I watch Mad Fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, she has stuff that's great for at home, but she also has stuff with weights. So I pretty much grabbed some weights, some dumbbells and did one of her videos, but I did the weighted stuff that I can't do at home, which is cool. But yeah, I gotta, you know, I gotta be better about knowing what machines are what. Because, like, I look at them and I'm like, if I, like, stop and stare at it, people are gonna think that I don't know what I'm doing because I don't. Because I'm like, you know, because I don't know what this machine does within a half a second of looking at it. I'm like, okay, well, just keep walking then because I don't know what to do with this. Like,
most of them have diagrams on them.
I know. But if I go read the diagrams, I don't know.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
I know. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Except me. It's just,
nobody,
like,
is going to be like, oh, no, girl. There might be some guys who are like, girl doesn't know gym, I will teach her. And they'll have, like, that, like, tone that you're like, dude, just fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, that's what I'm trying to avoid.
But, like, if you want, I can show you how to use everything in there. Like, I know how.
Yeah.
I'll show you. Just tell me what muscles you want to hit and I'll.
Yeah, you also know where all the machines are, whereas I, like, walk through there and I get, like, tunnel vision and I'm like.
Well, I don't know because I figured it out. I know because I asked my friend who's a personal trainer and he showed me how to do it, right? And, like, I think that, you know, part of working out in a gym is really just, like, I learned by, you know, to reference Snake Eyes, I gave up my ego.
Yeah.
And I asked.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I just, like, I would never dare, like, ask anybody in a gym because they'd be like, gym girls hitting on me. I'm like, eh.
Well, but you can't, like, especially, and most gyms do this. Like, most gyms, like, if you want, you can get, you get a free personal training session when you sign up, right? And Planet Fitness had that. So if you wanted, you could have someone show you around. That isn't me.
Yeah.
I'll happily do it.
But. Yeah. I just don't want to cut into your workout time, but.
I don't mind. Like, mm-hmm. showing you, if we do, like, one muscle group at a time, and I'm just showing you, like, one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm. Planet Fitness also just has this, like, sign, these signs up everywhere that's, like, no personal training, like, at all. And you're like, okay.
What do you mean?
They literally have signs in Planet Fitness that there's, like, no personal training of any kind.
Yeah, no, that's a different thing. You can't, like, personal train someone. And I'm not going to personally train you. I'll just show you how to use the machine. That's a different thing.
It's just weird.
They have a policy where, like, you can't pay someone to train you in a Planet Fitness.
Right.
They have personal trainers there, and it cuts into their business.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas, like, your husband that's just a different thing.
All right.
This conversation has completely gone off the rails.
Hey, we've been talking. We're back at the gym. It's relevant.
Well, if you liked to listen to us talk about the gym, I hope you did. I don't know. Is there anything else we should talk about? What's coming up?
What is coming up?
We're leaving. So this week, we'll be, like, doing stuff, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be weird. We're getting ready to, be away for a week. But we'll still be around. We'll still be sharing stuff, and...
I think I'm gonna have, Poke Morning every morning this week.
Every morning?
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We don't have anything, right?
No, not at the moment, I don't think, unless
I book
a shoot or something.
Yeah, if something comes up, it'll change, but, like, mm-hmm. as of now, I think I'm gonna do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Great.
Try and beat Heart Gold.
You can do Sunday, we don't leave till 6.
If we leave at 6, then yeah, I'll probably do Sunday as well. I'll probably do a morning.
Unless we can go to the makeup store.
I'll probably be doing Sunday morning. We'll go to the makeup store on the way to the, I'll go till, like, 1, and then we'll go to the makeup store on the way to the airport.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because I can't believe I freaking overleveled Whitney this morning. I feel so stupid.
That was sad.
Like, I literally feel like an idiot.
Nerdy can't count.
I can't look at the screen and see what the number is.
I'm sorry.
And I don't know where I got 21 from, because even in Gen 2, her mil tank is level 20. So, like, I don't know. I made that up.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh, well.
We'll start again tomorrow.
Yay.
Woo.
You'll probably beat Heart Gold before we go then.
I mean, if I'm doing all 5 days, I'll be if I can beat Heart Gold in one go,
mm-hmm.
in on third
you
attempt.
You don't reset again.
Then I'll probably be. I might be able to beat Soul Silver.
All right.
We'll see.
Or you can play some Pokemon Unite too. That's been fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna stream a lot of it.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I love playing. I've been playing so much Pokemon Unite off stream. I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. Good. Now I'm like, oh, I get why people get addicted to MOBAs.
Yeah.
Like, I get why people get addicted to League. The thing that League does, though, that I don't think I'm going to like, that Pokemon Unite does, like, I think I will stick with Pokemon Unite as a MOBA for me, is the 10-minute rounds are great.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I know that League rounds can go for, like, 45, 50 minutes, and I would lose interest really quick.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I like, you know, switching up my champion every 10 minutes and, you know, oh, I'm going to be Wigglytuff. Oh, I'm going to be Snorlax. Oh, I'm going to, and, you know, that variety and being able to bounce around is good for my brain and enjoying it. But I think I'm going to put up a review, I think, because I really like Pokemon Unite and I want to talk about the things I like about it. And obviously, you know, there are some negatives. I think the pay to advance thing is a little silly.
Yeah.
And I know that they have to make money somehow because it's a free game. And so I get it. But, you know, I do kind of feel like I'm, like, a little bit behind because, my characters aren't as strong as other people's characters because they've paid to get through the battle pass faster.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I think it's a really solid entry into the Pokemon, you know, canon. And I'm really impressed with it, honestly. I haven't had any problems with anything yet. I really like it. It's
good.
It's casual, but it's intense. And, like, I don't know. They just did a really good job. The good. Pokemon all feel different, but all, like, feel like they're part of the game in a nice way. A couple of them feel a little unbalanced. Wigglytuff feels a little bit too strong, and Alolan Ninetales feels a little bit too strong.
Gotcha.
Her freeze, they need to, like, shorten her freeze duration,
because
you get trapped for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Those things will fix themselves out over time. They'll analyze the data and they'll figure out, you know, they'll balance some of the skills. I think Snorlax can also be a little bit broken right now.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a fun game. I've been really, really impressed with it so far.
Good.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
No,
we'll end this episode of the pod.
Yeah.
Y'all, patrons, thank you so much. You're the best. You keep the wheels on the magic school bus. That is Nerdy Nightly.
Yes, we appreciate the heck out of you. Remember those...
When are you doing a Mrs. Frizzle cosplay?
Miss Frizzle?
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on it.
From the magic school bus. Why not? You're a redhead.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just never thought about it.
Shame. Shame.
No way. Oh. Cruising on down Main Street. Dun, 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 feeling blue.
Wow. Who doesn't know the lyrics now, Clarusse?
What? I haven't seen fucking Magic School Bus.
Patrons, thank you so much. We love you so much. And as always, my name's Nerdy.
And I'm Clarusse.
I love you.
I love you too.
You're mad at me?
No.
No?
No.
You're allowed to be mad at me sometimes.
Why would I be mad at you?
I don't know.
For making fun of me? Oh, my ego. Ouch. Oh.